Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack, boom, bam.
John Mellencamp. Bringing us back. We're rocking in the USA here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Rocking and rolling. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame and having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. Giovanni is the Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber, uschamber.com. Giovanni, anything else we need to know about what's going on at the Chamber?
Oh, gosh. We're just, it's a fight a minute. I mean, it's something new every time I turn around. Obviously, we have the administration that is really bypassing Congress with a lot of the rules and regulations.
Do you think that this is unprecedented?
I do.
All presidents get constrained by the Constitution, and they don't like it. All of them, Republicans, Democrats, from Reagan to Clinton, it doesn't matter. They all feel unnecessarily constrained by the Constitution, and they all take liberties. But is this one unprecedented, do you think, this administration?
It is unprecedented, and there was a little drama that took place this week that I'd like to share with you involving Obamacare and health care,
right,
to show you how, what extent they will go to go around some of the laws that they themselves created. The unions all of a sudden decided and figured out they don't like Obamacare the way it is.
Right. Don't forget, folks, they're one of the groups that spent millions, tens of millions of dollars helping to get Obamacare passed.
Well, what they figured out is employer union, and they're called multi-employer plans or union plans, they're driving up the costs. And say a union shop has to pay into these funds, whereas a non-union shop can take advantage of the tax credits and the exchanges and the subsidies.
Right.
So the unions have figured out.
They didn't read the bill, did they?
No. 40-hour work week is under assault, which the unions don't like because part-time is 30 hours
right
now. They realize that rather than employers being forced to add to the health care, they're actually abandoning health care and putting and it's easier for them to pay people money to go onto the exchanges and even pay the penalties.
Mm-hmm.
So unions just figured this out, and they've sent letters to the president.
Wouldn't you have loved to have been a fly on the wall when that meeting happened, when some guy in a green visor walks in with the garters on his arms, you know, the bean can, the pencil behind his ear, walks in and says, guys, I got some bad news.
Well, let me tell you what happened this week. The administration put up a regulation. It was only up there for like a half hour, and then it was put down. It was a notice that they were going to change some of the allowances for unions to participate.
So they were about to get their exemption, weren't they?
They were about to, which is totally illegal because
that's
it's
right
under the Taft-Hartley
law. Wait a minute, Giovanni. It's illegal for Congress to avoid it because they're in the law. But yet the president's, one of the president's organizations, is apparently going to allow them to circumvent it.
Well, this would be a tough lift for them, no one knows what that said because it was only up there for a while,
mm-hmm,
and then they pulled it down because they realized that what they were proposing was illegal and would have hit the
right
press or hit the press at the wrong time. But that was our drama this week involving.
Right. But Giovanni, I only got about a minute and a half left. I want to ask you, what's going to happen in less than 30 days? Are about 30 days when the White House goes against the House Republicans with regard to shutting down the government, funding Obamacare. What's going to happen?
Well, I think everyone agrees that the tactic of defunding Obamacare is not going to work. I think what you're going to see, and it's going to be a very tough lift and some political maneuvering with the House Republicans and McConnell, understanding that the staff is is depleted from the last go around.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to see a CR that may reach
resolution.
But it's going to be a tough one, and it's going to be a lot of fallout.
So, will the Republicans make any progress? Will they gain any ground on fighting Obamacare? Will it be futile?
I don't think so. Yeah. I really don't.
Yeah, that's too bad because most people, 93% of small business owners don't like Obamacare, Giovanni.
Oh, I know.
Same number of people as don't in government. The government workers who don't like Obamacare. How about that coincidence?
You add the unions to that,
yeah,
too.
Exactly. Hey, Giovanni, thanks for being here. Good job. Good work up there. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jeff.
Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.